You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Yeah. Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2...
Hey, everybody. It's 2:06 on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer joining you all night long. 312-7, what is it again? 312-981-7200. Also joining me live in the studio is my pal, Elliot Bambra. He's the co-host of WGN TV, Chicago's Best. Good morning to you. That's the music I should
Do you know what that music means? It means I can drink and eat now.
This is the beginning of Super Bowl right now.
Uh-huh.
Even though we're 15 hours away?
Is it ever too early to have a build up to a game?
No, it is never too early.
And what I realized when you asked me to come in tonight or this morning, whatever time of day it is, I'm really not sure.
I think we say night now, and then within an hour and a half, we're saying good morning to people.
Okay,
that's really how this works.
3:30 is the legal time to say good morning.
Roger, would you say 3:30?
Don't ask me. I'm on the weirder schedule than you are.
You are a little bit.
I started yesterday and I'm working this morning. I don't get it.
Roger, is that yesterday official yesterday prior to 3:30 a.m. or are you talking tomorrow yesterday as in after 3:30 a.m. when you can say good morning to people tomorrow?
I think it was tomorrow's yesterday, which was before the day after the morning of the evening that we saw yesterday.
I hope some people at home are really confused now.
I think they might be.
But anyway, going back to my point, when I saw you ask me to come in and the whole theme
the
of
Sausage
this,
King of Chicago you're wearing.
How
if you're
I've been called worse things.
Radio.
I've been called worse things, Dave. Okay, that's a little bit rude.
All right.
When you asked me to come in for the show this morning, I thought this whole program you had laid out, this whole Super Bowl thing, is a subtle cry for help. That you either want to be in Houston or you're desperate to go for the game. You're waiting for someone to come in and sweep your way
to celebrate
with
me.
Here's some tickets.
Yes.
So you know what I thought? If you can't bring Dave to Houston, then bring Houston to Dave. And I've got my buddy here, Steve from Flagship.
Steve Mayer. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thanks for
having me. We'll talk right into that mic, buddy. Yeah, there you go.
We thought we'd bring the party to you.
We'd make you feel like you were there.
So Steve has very generously.
From Flagship.
From Flagship. Yeah. Great place in Lakeview. He's brought in wings. Steve, why don't I let you run down the menu? Because you brought in a ton of stuff.
Yes, well,
you're sitting right by it.
But I am.
Let me look over there. We have some skewered pork belly. We have some homemade chicken tenders, mac and cheese. We have some wings. We did have some homemade hummus.
What happened to the hummus?
Carl?
Carl drop kicked it across the studio for the most part.
I was practicing for the game.
Yeah, he was practicing for the game.
He's the hummus punter.
He was the hummus punter. Wow. Get a t-shirt with that on that. That might be fun. First of all, most important thing, I think, when you're talking about any Super Bowl party, whether you're having people over, it's just you and the family, you and your friends, whatever, is the food, right? I mean, that's critical.
That is, if people missed when we bumped into the last show to WGN Theater, for us amateurs, who aren't professional athletes, if you can't compete on the field, you must compete off the field. Be competitive. Shovel those calories.
Yeah.
It's the most important day of the year to really dig down. Go for the wings. Go for the pizza. Go for the burgers, the sliders, the mac and cheese, the loaded potato skins.
This is the perfect – I was looking down the menu here.
Flagship, and Steve, at
the menu at Flagship, and I will tell you that this is like everything you would want for a game right here.
It is it's a phenomenal menu. Our executive chef, Jim August, put it together, and we just had our four-year anniversary in December. So we'll do some changes here and there, but the menu is pretty steady. And, like I said, I think Jim just knocked it out of the park with that.
And this is Roger. You should come down here. Come down here and partake.
You know, I feel guilty. I just finished a Caesar salad.
Oh, please.
You can chase that salad with some wings, Roger.
I'm trying
Caesar
so hard
would be proud of
lose.
You.
And I know when we're talking to folks on the radio, listening to food is a little difficult. So we'll try to break this down. But first of all, Flagship is at 1622 West Belmont in Chicago. And I'm assuming you can order the stuff throughout the day for takeout. You just got to probably call in enough advance, right?
Yeah, if you call, we open at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can
but
call.
For the big game tomorrow. If you're not coming to your place, you can certainly
you can order
some order stuff
right up from our website.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, I'm looking at these. Are these the waffle chicken tenders?
These are the homemade waffle chicken tenders. We don't bring in a frozen tender. We actually cut it from the breast, roll it in the buttermilk, and make our own
tender.
Make our own tender, and you can tell when you look at them.
Yeah, how does that Caesar salad sound now, Roger?
I need some chicken tenders.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, thank you.
And we have cocktails as well.
We do have some alcohol, too.
Yes. Well,
I think I'm on my way down.
But I want to talk about these tenders. It's panko crusted, which I think that is the best. That is the best to put on anything.
It is good.
Spicy popcorn shrimp. The pork belly fritters. Is that what this thing is?
Oh, that's what you have right there.
So if you're watching on WGNradio.com, which you can do, this looks absolutely crazy. Is this also with, what is this breaded with, if I may ask?
Ooh.
Is that panko?
Jim's going to kill me.
You can say
Jim's
love. No.
No,
love is fine.
Elliot knows Jim's going to kill me.
Jim is a we shot the show there for one of our game day episodes about 3 years ago. And Jim August, I still have flashbacks at night to his
he's a mad scientist.
He's a mad scientist. He does great things in the kitchen. And Flagship is a fun place. I mean, we're talking about Super Bowl tomorrow, but. For regular season, for Bears game days, you can reserve your table like you would reserve seats in the
really?
Stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
You can get season ticket for the game.
Season tables. You can reserve a table
that.
For any event.
That's very cool.
Today we had a Illinois State University basketball game. I went to ISU, so did my business partner, and we had a packed house.
That's
at
awesome.
6 p.m.
Wow,
it
that's
was great.
Awesome. That's awesome. Asian barbecue lamb ribs, nachos, jumbo wings, mussels, quesadillas, the hummus trio, which...
it's on the floor here.
It's on the floor. We'll have
Thanks,
some later.
Girl.
I just saw Maker's Mark, which got my attention. So you've got sliders, Colby Burger, a pepper-crusted hanger steak, and pulled pork Maker's Mark Chipotle barbecue.
Oh, doesn't it sound good?
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. And... I don't want to pronounce it wrong. Okay, so it's mac and cheese, which I love homemade mac and cheese, and you can add truffle or oil or bacon. Is it poutine?
Poutine,
yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what that is, really.
Poutine. I mean, do you want me to say what?
But you can give the Canadian history.
Yeah,
poutine. It's with fries, right?
It's with cheese curds and gravy and fries. That's your holy trinity. It's a Canadian dish.
A Canadian thing. Okay, I was wondering what that was. Yeah,
it's super popular now, and one of the main reasons is because it's so filling and it soaks up so much stuff. It's a great hangover cure as well.
Oh, that's
good to
know. But
it's super tasty.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's a great tasty dish. I mean, you can't be gravy, fries, and cheese curds as a base.
That's true.
Then let your mind run free. Bacon, pork belly, any kind of meat, any kind of whatever you like.
That's yummy. And then you get a bunch of wraps and all kinds of other stuff as well. But are you doing anything special for Super Bowl or right off the menu?
Well, going back to taking reservations, we are booked out at both locations.
Wow.
So
fantastic. So to go is a good option.
To go is a good option. But you can always we have standing room too.
But also stop by, obviously, with, outside of the Super Bowl and check this place out as well. And then you got a bunch of cool cocktails here. Now, you brought one along with you. Which one is this
one? We did. We brought the vitamin water.
Okay. So it's not pure.
Sticking with
water.
The Super Bowl, but that will taste like vitamin water.
Wow, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Right.
Like I just want to drink the whole thing to hydrate myself.
You should. You will end up just dehydrating yourself.
Yeah, I gotta be talking for another 3 hours.
That could be interesting, guys. Stay tuned and watch the camera. Watch Dave get his vitamin juice on.
This is the one that really got my attention. Oh, now I'm seeing what the vitamin water is right there. Ooh, nice avocado margarita.
Oh, it's really
good. Never even thought about that before.
Yeah, we make a homemade avocado puree, and man, I'm not a very good bartender.
Pineapple juice.
My business partner.
Agave nectar, lime juice. Yeah, this is really yummy. And then pineapple ginger mojitos, strawberry basil lemonades, ruby red greyhounds, Moscow mules, of course, sangria, and all kinds of other stuff. And then you got, so it's the mason jar thing. So explain
it. It is the mason jar thing. Going back to Illinois State, there's a bar that all they served was Long Island iced teas, but they were in mason jars.
Oh, cool.
When we started opening up bars, my business partner also went to ISU. We thought, what a cool idea for your drinks to be served back in mason jars.
And that's how you do it. So there's a 16, a 32, a 64, and 128 ounce. So you're doing it all by the mason jar. Vitamin water, super root beer float, not for the kids, ginger ball, Arnold Palmer, flagship lemonade. This all looks fabulous, man. And again, what's your address? It's
1622 West Belmont.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, man, thanks for bringing all these goodies in. These again, the pork looks ridiculous.
It is. It is. It is yeah. a huge chunk of pork belly, breaded and deep fried, and things just don't get better in life than that.
Which episode would we find Flagship on if we wanted to go to? Because it's ChicagosBestTV.com, and you yeah. can catch all this stuff.
Yeah, that's a, it's a previous episode. It was a game day eats episode we okay. did. It was a brunch for a Bears game, and like Steve mentioned, we chatted and cooked with exec chef Jim August. You can get the if you get the Chicago's Best app, which is free. On the you can get it on Android or on iPhone. Chicago's Best TV, and you can just type in Flagship, or you can type in game day or brunch or keywords like that, and you'll find all the info on Flagship, the address, the segment we did, location. It's a really handy resource. And you can also, like you said, on ChicagosBestTV.com or on our YouTube channel, which is exactly the same.
But even, you know, if you're just kind of venturing out or coming to the city or looking out in the burbs, this is a great app just to go, like, hey, what do you want to do tonight? Look a couple hours ahead and start looking at your options. I mean, right. That's what makes that very cool.
It was a really handy resource. I mean, we've visited over 1,000 restaurants now on the show. So to try and remember, you know, even for us trying to remember more than 100, 200 restaurants or think of a location,
yeah.
you can just type in anything. If you're going on a date night or if you're going out with your buddies, you're going to watch the Hawks, you're going to watch the Bears, you watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, type in what you're looking for and it will give you a location either where you want to, where you're currently at or anywhere around the city.
This is one thing that I always encourage friends who come to the city. They always go to what's familiar. They look at brand names and chains and everything else, and we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
People got to get out and explore a little bit more because our neighborhoods have the coolest places that are kind of undiscovered, you know.
Every neighborhood has a great tradition, a great history of stuff, you know, whether it be like Pilsen, somewhere like Pilsen with its great Mexican food, whether it be Greek Town, obviously with its Greek food, Andersonville has a tremendous amount of bars, great bars. Lakeview as well, of course, is famous for, you know, much like Flagship, has all these great sports bars and other well-established bars. Get out. There was someone on an episode a long time ago, and it's a soundbite we've used in the show before, but it's get out of the loop, get into the neighborhoods, because that's
yeah.
where the real quintessential mom-and-pop places are. Support local businesses, get into those places, and try the great dishes.
And you usually get to talk to the owners. They're out there mingling and hanging out and stuff.
Just like Steve.
Yeah. Is that right? Are you out there all the time?
I am. I try to be there as much as I can be.
Yeah, how critical is that? Absolutely. And then you do parties and private stuff over there.
Everything,
too, right?
Yeah. We're a nonstop shop for you.
That's very cool. So, again, booked up for Super Bowl, but you can order something to go for your party or for your dinner.
Correct.
Very important. Okay, very cool. Now, if you can't make it to Flagship, I know you've got some other places that you've explored for game day that are some good alternatives too.
We've done the length and breadth of Chicago and the burbs as well. So, you know, we have, our app is a great resource for checking out all those past segments. We'll be doing, obviously further down the line in March, we'll be doing a basketball theme March Madness type episode soon, going in for the states, the, you know, like Michigan State and all the other places that rep locally. But Chicago is a great resource of sports bars. And, you know, so many of the ones that we've highlighted in the past is there's a great place out in Bolingbrook called McHugh's, which has a huge indoor golf dome attached to it. That's a fun place to go. They've always got great specials on there. If you're going down to the UC, if you're in the West Loop or in mm-hmm. West Town, a couple of places up that area as well. Maybe if you're going to watch the Hawks, the Ogden is a fun place to stop. It's just off of Madison on Ogden, obviously.
Yep.
Just north of there. In Noble Square is Mahoney's Bar and Grill, which, by the way, does a great poutine.
All right.
That's another fun place.
You know, the only
try.
Place I've ever seen that, I think, are at state fairs. That's where I always see them. And the line is out the door for those places. And I'm like, what is that stuff?
There is another place we just went to recently on our barbecue episode. It's a place called Q-Teen, which crosses Memphis barbecue with poutine. So they've got their own smokers, they're smoking their own pork, they're doing their own ribs, and they're mixing it all up with poutine. And they've got a dish there called the Three Little Piggies, which is bacon, pulled pork, and ribs, I think, cut up in there as well, with poutine and gravy and curds. It's a serious,
that's
that
awesome.
Place is awesome.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Timothy O'Toole's is another one. The 50-50.
50-50, another quintessentially cool sports bar on Division in West Town. Three levels, three different floors. Friendly staff, friendly owners. Great reputation for good bar food as well. So, you know, all these places are great places to go and check out. I'm sure most of them are going to be booked up tomorrow.
Now, what is Elliot Bamber doing for the... It's not tomorrow now. It's today.
It is today. But it's not... Dave, it's not 3:30. You told me officially we couldn't reference
that's true.
It. So
that's
it's
true.
Still tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
We moved that clock forward. Yeah. I will probably, it could be a couple of friends' parties, maybe busting into, maybe at home on my own personal throne where I can complain.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm a creature of comfort. I like, there's yeah. something about getting the food yeah. in, bringing people over, yeah. experiencing it together as friends. But I mean, I go out so many times in so many places and enjoy going to the bar. Every now and then when I get the chance to just chill out.
Just chill at home, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got parties, not even in the city. They're like way out in the burbs. So I don't think we're going to make him to any of them, but my son is having like 27 people over and he's 15.
Wow.
So he's having the big Super Bowl party tonight.
Uh-huh.
So we're still trying to figure out all the logistics, and all that watching the game tonight, but there's a nice mix of women in that group too. So I think he made it sure that the odds there was more women than men showing up.
That's a smart kid.
Yeah, right?
Is that Josh?
That's Josh.
Josh is a smart kid. And congratulations to Josh, by the way. He's heading off to Washington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's at Notre Dame as a sophomore and in high school. And they picked him to be a correspondent from Chicago, representing Chicago to go to this big journalism. Thank you for mentioning that.
That's all right.
And media conference in the summertime. And, you know, it's funny. One of those things, I've never really, like, pushed him on that. Like, he's hosted Father's Day with us overnight. Like, he'll come. He did sports. He just hung out with me in studio all night. But we've never had, like, a really conscious conversation about it. And just one day he said, yeah, I'm gonna executive produce the football game tonight. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you, you know, for the last couple of months I'm doing all the announcements at schools and I'm producing everything. You know, that's why I'm getting at school a little earlier and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Where? What?
He's falling in your footsteps.
He is a little bit. He is a little bit. Yeah. He's just got to find a way to make money at it.
Well, that's the trick. That's the endless, endless, unattainable game.
It's fun and glamorous, but you gotta make some bucks as well on some of that stuff. What is coming up after the game tonight? Because you're doing post game at 10 o'clock.
We'll be doing post game on WGN. We have our Italian episode.
Oh, cool.
Really? Yes, really.
From Club Lago.
Look at this. This is like nepotism.
That is hysterical.
Dave Plyer.
I wish you were there.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been there, but your face makes a fleeting appearance at one of the spots. It's one of your favorite spots. You happen to be there at the night.
I think we said 3.5 seconds. It ended up being there. But you know what's funny? How many people have said, hey, or recognized, I swear to God, I went to like a neighborhood place. They're like, hey, didn't I see you on Chicago's Best? And I'm thinking for 3 seconds, they remembered this bald head.
That is the power of the show. If you're on Chicago's Best for 3 seconds, even saying, man, food is great, you are
made.
A legend locally forever.
It's over.
So that will be coming up after the game. So when you're done eating, when you're done talking about the game, switch over to GN. Watch us at 10 p.m. and enjoy us eating a bunch of food and see Dave Plyer's
Italian,
as well.
Italian, 10 o'clock.
Best Italian, some great spots.
Game should
be
done by then, I think.
Oh my God, I hope the game will be done by then. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5 hours.
So you're looking, I'm kind of anti-patriot.
What's the over-under on that?
With that? Oh, I don't know. The actually most common predicted score was 32-28. So they're talking
Patriots.
A high score. Yeah. Yes, Patriots is what they're saying.
Yeah, I saw they were like -3 or something on the spread.
That's why I'm not. I can't do it.
I want the Falcons to win.
I can't do it. And then the commercials, of course, critically important that we're going to be talking about. Have you seen anything? Are you one of those guys that looks in advance too, or
no? I think that really spoils a surprise. That's like,
it does.
That's like my parents showing me my Christmas presents before I've even seen them on Christmas Day.
I said
What's
the other
that?
Day. Oh, we're getting your Stratego. It's like, wait, what?
I don't want to see the commercial.
No.
I think today I saw Melissa McCarthy in some car commercial trying to save the planet and destroying everything along her way in the way that she does it best.
She was I'm kind of tiring of the whole Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. Like, I think he's beat it to death a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was watching
the Sean Spicer
in the parking lot. The Sean Spicer, Melissa McCarthy. I don't think she was even guest hosting tonight.
She wasn't. It was Kristen Stewart was guest
yes,
hosting.
Yes.
She came on for a guest appearance, and I'm not gonna go off on any tangents or anything, but it was just she nailed it.
We might have to find that and play it at the end of the show because it was that funny.
It was it's one of the
brilliant.
You know what? Tonight's episode from start to finish was pretty awesome. That was some great and Pappy who's the old Red Sox player who just retired? Big Papa.
David Ortiz.
He made a little appearance.
I used to love it when what's his name? Keenan. I can't remember Keenan's last name. Doesn't matter.
Keenan Wynn.
Keenan Thompson.
Keenan Thompson. Yeah. Thompson, when he does Big Papa, he does all the funny pronunciations of all the dishes that he eats, and then he does some sponsor spots.
That's a good one.
He came back on as a Patriots fan to talk about the game,
that's
and then
awesome.
Of course launched into his all his awesome. Products. So it was a solid episode.
It's very visual though. I mean, you could play some of it and laugh, but laugh out loud watching this segment with Melissa McCarthy.
You know what? It reminded me of the old like Airplane movies or Naked Gun. It was
very slapstick.
There was a lot of slapstick stuff in it. There was a lot of funny things moving that shouldn't be moving.
Yeah.
She has a talent from birth of making people laugh and doing crazy things.
You kind of knew that character was going to come up at some point. You just kind of wondered who was going to play it. Yeah, right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. 2 full weeks.
Uh-huh. 2 weeks
Two
it took.
2 weeks on this.
Right.
Before I let you go, you are a tireless advocate of animals. Was there an event, a one tail at a time dog rescue you're involved in, right?
That is my main... Actually, I'm glad you brought this up because this is the kind of level we work on, dude. I was actually gonna mention something, but yeah, I work closely with a rescue called One Tail at a Time, who are based in the city, and they do amazing things with dog rescuing dog rescue work. But actually, last night I was emceeing an event, which is a coalition of seven different local dog rescues.
Wow, and I saw that on Facebook. Yeah,
they've come together and they've formed this organization called CRISP.
CRISP, yeah,
and they are doing amazing things.
And CRISP stands for.
CRISP stands for
your wife's gonna kill you.
You're putting me on the spot right now.
While you're looking, tell me what the event was all about.
Okay, CRISP stands for Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program.
Yeah, it's cool.
So what they do is people may not know, and I don't want to get too heavy, but Chicago Animal Care and Control is the city facilities that take the influx of animals from owner surrenders, from stray animals, from abuse cases, and these animals get brought into the facility. Now, a lot of people don't necessarily know through education what happens to a lot of these animals, and through no fault of CACC, because those guys there do a remarkable, tireless, unrelenting, and unthanking job. They do amazing things. And there are some animals that just don't come out of there again.
You almost are rescuing them from them a little
right.
bit too.
And that's,
though, yeah.
and that's the point of CRISP. CRISP stands on the front line before people actually relinquish owner surrender their animals to CACC. So they stand there as a group. There's seven different rescues that have come together as a coalition,
smart.
As one team.
Network.
They stand at the front and they offer advice. Now, what they don't do is they don't just take the dog away or take it into CACC. What they do is they say, what do you need help with? Do you need financial support? Do you need training for your animal? Do you need some help? Do you need some medical assistance? Is there something, you know, they try and keep it in the family if the family wants to keep the animal.
That's very cool.
If all else fails, they'll use their network of foster families to re-divert the dog into foster care before they can bring it into...
Some real-time stuff here.
It's remarkable work, and there's seven organizations, like I said, have come together to form CRISP, and the rescue that I work with predominantly, One Tail at a Time, who I'm very in love with and attached to.
Yeah.
They're one of the ones that head this up as well, which leads me nicely onto one other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I do want to plug this. They have one pair of tickets to Hamilton.
Ooh.
Two tickets to Hamilton. They're outrageously good seats. If people go to my Facebook page, my fan page, if you just type in Elliot
Bambra,
my top post is a link to that pair of Hamilton tickets that you can bid on. In the auction, which finishes on Monday night.
Oh, good. So there's some time left. Okay.
And it's the performance this coming Friday. So Friday night,
wow.
Wow, your girlfriend,
I like that.
Really
wow,
your
cool.
wife.
Yeah.
Take her to
Don't
to
tell
Hamilton.
Your wife and wow, your girlfriend.
Yeah, or don't tell your wife
you
and wow, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It is Friday.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's Friday.
Fridays are for the girlfriends. Saturdays are for the wives.
Is that what Tony Soprano said?
Yeah.
For the, okay,
is that the slogan of Flagship when other people aren't around?
Elliot, I'm not commenting on that.
So yeah, so go to my page and you can bid for a pair of Hamilton tickets for a performance this Friday. They're outrageous seats. I think I don't remember what the bidding was at last time I was looking, but it's well below the value of what the tickets are actually face value of the tickets.
Great organization. Glad you're involved
amazing.
In that.
No,
yeah, I love following it on Facebook. Yeah.
My wife and I are both strong participants and advocates of animals. You know, someone has to stand up for these defenseless animals that, you know, that they're silent voices. There's a lot of things that are happening in Chicago, and hopefully one day this city and this state will be a no-kill state.
There you go.
And I will be a happier person.
One tail at a time, and then go to Elliot's Facebook page to bid on those Hamilton tickets and support that as well. And it's very cool to see what he's doing as well. And then Flagship, again, thank you for bringing in all this stuff, Steve, for us tonight to celebrate the big game. But Flagship is on 1622 West Belmont Avenue in Chicago, and your website is?
www.flagshipchicago.com.
Very cool.
And just add one thing.
Yes, sir.
I actually rescued my dog,
Duke
through there.
He's
from
a
one
handsome
tail
chap.
At a time.
He's
cool.
A very handsome chap.
He's a good-looking boy.
That's awesome.
And
that's
one
awesome.
More charity thing.
Yes.
On Friday night, a Flagship. You guys
have this is a big one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you got going on?
We have a Friday happy hour that we do every week, and we partner up with a different local Chicago charity, and that's my only rule. It needs to be locally based.
Okay.
And we promote the event with them. We give them money, you know, for everybody who comes in. We let them do raffles where I get raffle prizes for them. And then we do a couple other fun things. But on average, we raise about $1,500 per week.
Oh, wow. For each charity.
So
that's
we've done
awesome
a couple dog rescues, behavioral disorders, which Elliot and I work with as well.
Yeah, Opportunity Knocks. Yeah.
That's very cool. Because you know what?
Our developmental disabilities.
So,
sorry.
Yeah,
very cool, man. And again, Flagship, 1622 West Belmont in Chicago. And Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10. Elliot and I both on Chicago's Best this week.
That's right. Dave Platt stars in this Sunday night. Tonight's episode of Chicago's
Tonight's,
Best.
Tonight's, I know. Tonight's episode. Not quite 3:30 yet. And then, of course, the app. You can go online and get the app, too.
The app is great. And if people have a suggestion to be on, if they want a restaurant to be on the show, they're not sure how to do it, they can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Facebook is Chicago's Best TV. Tell us where we should go. I mean, politely.
Awesome.
I mean, in terms of restaurants.
Cool.
If you have a restaurant suggestion, that's how we're viewer suggested. We are crowdsourced, so we only go to these places based on what you guys tell us to.
I'll give one to you on the break.
Okay.
Before we go. All right, here's what we're going to do, because this is the kickoff to the conversation. Of course, food, drinks, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Adam Hoge coming up next, WGN Bears Insider and host of The Beat. He's going to break down the game. Jeff Rogers breaking down the Super Bowl commercials. Michael Heidemann, Kevin Richter talking about halftime, all the halftime shows. Jared Payton talking about the Walter J. Payton Man of the Year Award. All that coming up. Roger, we're going to be late. Here we go. It's 720 WGN.